Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. Now, in this lesson, you're going to be learning to cope with language situations, saying, for example, that you speak a little French, or indeed that you don't understand. I hope that you find this lesson useful. So as we said, today we're going to be learning about languages, talking about the languages that you speak, and also being able to say that you don't understand something. To begin with, we're going to learn the names of some of the languages that you may speak. We'll start with the language we are learning. That is, of course, le français.
Le français.
And of course, we've come across that phrase pretty much every lesson. Anna, what's your phrase that you start every lesson with?
Je suis prête pour apprendre le français avec Coffee Break French.
Voilà. Le français, French, of course. Now, English is l'anglais.
L'anglais.
Now, notice here that we're talking about le français and l'anglais. The actual word is anglais and français, but we're using the definite article, the word for the, beforehand. And that's something that you've got to do in French. If you're speaking about a language, you talk about the French or the English. And we're talking about the language there, not the people. Le français.
Le français.
L'anglais.
L'anglais.
Anna, can you remember how you would say, I like to learn French?
J'aime apprendre le français.
Très bien, j'aime apprendre le français. Now, apprendre le français means to learn the French, to learn French. To say, I speak French, this is the one situation where you can drop the le. So you would say, je parle français.
Je parle français.
Je parle français.
Je parle français.
Très bien. Je parle français. Okay, so how would you say then, I speak English?
Je parle anglais.
Je parle anglais. Okay, so I speak English. Now, Anna, I'm going to ask you a question here and see if you can answer it. Tu parles français?
Oui, je parle français.
Okay, so I asked you, do you speak French? Tu parles français? Can you repeat that?
Tu parles français?
And you answered, I speak French. Oui, je parle français.
Oui, je parle français.
Okay, you ask me the question.
Tu parles anglais?
Oui, je parle anglais. Okay, so tu parles is you speak or do you speak. Tu parles, do you speak, or you speak. Tu parles français? Do you speak French? Tu parles anglais? Do you speak English? Let's learn a few other languages. We might be talking about Espagnol.
Espagnol.
Which would be?
Spanish.
Spanish, of course. So, do you speak Spanish would be?
Tu parles espagnol?
Tu parles espagnol. Très bien. Tu parles espagnol?
Tu parles espagnol?
Uh-huh. Anna, tu parles espagnol?
Non, je ne parle pas espagnol.
Très bien, you remembered. Ne pas goes round the verb. In this case, parle. Je parle espagnol. Je ne parle pas espagnol. Je ne parle pas espagnol.
Je ne parle pas espagnol.
Okay, what about italien? Italien would be?
Italian?
Italian, yeah. So, Anna, tu parles italien?
Oui, je parle italien.
Okay, so do you speak a little Italian? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, you could say un peu, un peu.
Un peu.
Now, in French, you have to say a little of Italian. Un peu d'italien.
Un peu d'italien.
Un peu d'italien. In that situation, I said it was un peu de, but de becomes d' apostrophe before a vowel. Un peu d'italien.
Un peu d'italien.
So to say a little French, you would say?
Un peu de français.
Un peu de français. Très bien. Un peu de français.
Un peu de français.
Okay, so can you say I speak a little French?
Je parle un peu de français.
Je parle un peu de français. Très bien. So we've had français, anglais, espagnol, italien. We might also talk about allemand.
Allemand.
Allemand would be, any guesses?
German?
Yes, okay, we've been through some of the main European languages, so German would probably be the next obvious one. Allemand.
Allemand.
Okay, let's learn a few other languages. We may be talking about Chinois.
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 What would Chinois be?
Chinese.
Chinese, yeah. So how would you say, I speak a little Chinese?
Je parle un peu de chinois.
Okay. Tu parles un peu de chinois, Anna?
Non, je ne parle pas chinois.
Okay. So we've also had je ne parle pas. I don't speak. Okay. So je ne parle pas chinois.
Je ne parle pas chinois.
What about japonais?
Japonais.
Le japonais is?
Japanese.
Japanese, that's right. Alors, Anna, tu parles japonais?
Oui, je parle un peu de japonais.
Ah bon?
Oui.
Qu'est-ce que tu sais dire en japonais? What can you say in Japanese?
I can say, o genki desu ka?
Ah, watashi wa genki desu. Anna-san wa?
Watashi mo genki desu.
It's a long time since I spoke in Japanese. I can say, je parle un peu de japonais.
Je parle un peu de japonais.
Et toi aussi, tu parles un peu de japonais?
Oui, je parle un peu de japonais.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, let's run through all these languages that we've been learning, and I'm going to ask you, Anna, if you speak these languages, and tell me either that you speak the language. So, for example, if I'm talking about English, what would you say?
Je parle anglais.
Okay, you could say I speak a little of the language.
Je parle un peu de français.
Okay, or you can say you don't speak the language. How would you say that?
Je ne parle pas chinois.
And as I ask Anna each of these questions, see if you can answer them before Anna answers them. So, here goes. Alors, tu parles anglais?
Oui, je parle anglais.
Tu parles français?
Oui, je parle un peu de français.
Tu parles allemand?
Oui, je parle allemand.
Et l'espagnol, tu parles espagnol?
Non, je ne parle pas espagnol.
Anna, tu parles italien?
Oui, je parle un peu d'italien.
Tu parles chinois?
Non, je ne parle pas chinois.
Est-ce que tu parles japonais?
Oui, je parle un peu de japonais.
Très bien. OK, you probably noticed that I changed my question form there in the last question. I didn't say « tu parles japonais ». I said « est-ce que tu parles japonais ?» And this is a way of asking a question in French. You stick « est-ce que » in front of a statement. So « tu parles japonais » would mean you speak Japanese, or if we raise our voices at the end, do you speak Japanese? « Tu parles japonais ?» But if you stick est-ce que in front, it makes it automatically into a question. Just as I say, est-ce que tu es prête? Are you ready? Or tu es prête? Same thing. So, est-ce que tu parles japonais? And tu parles japonais? Are really the same question. And perhaps just to complicate things a little further, you may also hear, parles-tu japonais? Meaning again, do you speak Japanese? Let's run through these questions again. First of all, we can raise our voice. Tu parles japonais?
Tu parles japonais?
We can use the est-ce que form. Est-ce que tu parles japonais?
Est-ce que tu parles japonais?
Or we can use the form called inversion, where we invert the pronoun and the verb. Parles-tu japonais?
Parles-tu japonais?
Now, that inversion form is probably a little less common in spoken French. You may well read parles-tu japonais, and you also would hear it more commonly in the vous form, the formal form. For example, parlez-vous français is quite possibly a phrase that you may well know. Parlez-vous français?
Parlez-vous français?
So the formal form of do you speak is parlez-vous?
Parlez-vous?
Or vous parlez?
Vous parlez?
Or indeed, est-ce que vous parlez?
Est-ce que vous parlez?
Okay, now we are going to really stick with the vous parlez form and the est-ce que vous parlez form in this course, rather than using too much inversion, because with the inversion, it does tend to be more written French, and you're more likely to come across it in written French, whereas the spoken form is much more common to hear vous parlez with a raised intonation at the end, or est-ce que vous parlez using the est-ce que in front. We're going to move on from parler now and look at another verb linked to language. And this verb is the verb to understand. To understand in French is comprendre.
Comprendre.
Okay, so to say I understand, you say je comprends.
Je comprends.
Je comprends.
Je comprends.
Très bien. Now, you remember with I speak French, we didn't need to use the word le. Je parle français as opposed to je parle le français. When you come to say I understand French, you do actually have to use the le here. So you would say je comprends le français.
Je comprends le français.
Now, if we use the rules that we've been using previously to form a negative, how would you say, I don't understand?
Je ne comprends pas.
Très bien. Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas.
So, Anna, if I ask you, tu comprends? And you would say, no, I don't understand. You would say?
Je ne comprends pas.
Okay, so, tu comprends?
Je ne comprends pas.
Très bien. Okay, we have je comprends, tu comprends, and the vous form of comprendre is comprenez.
Comprenez.
Vous comprenez?
Vous comprenez?
So, once again, I could ask, vous comprenez? And if you understand, you would say?
Oui, je comprends.
And if you don't understand, you would say?
Non, je ne comprends pas.
Très bien. Okay, let's imagine the situation that someone is speaking to you in French and you're trying really hard to understand, but you're just not getting it. You could say, je ne comprends pas, and they may well try to say it in English, for example. But perhaps what will be more use to you is if they say it more slowly. And indeed, it would be quite useful to know the phrase for more slowly. And that would be plus lentement.
Plus lentement.
Plus lentement.
Plus lentement.
So if you wanted to say more slowly, please, using the formal form of please, what's that again?
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît, okay. So, more slowly, please.
Plus lentement, s'il vous plaît.
Okay. And if you're talking to someone younger than you or talking to a friend, how would you say more slowly, please?
Plus lentement, s'il te plaît.
S'il te plaît. Très bien. Okay. More slowly, please. Plus lentement, s'il vous plaît. Plus lentement, s'il te plaît, for the informal. And if you just don't hear what someone says and you want to say pardon or sorry, you could say comment?
Comment?
Now, you've heard that one before in the phrase comment t'appelles-tu, which of course means...
What is your name?
Yeah, and the word comment literally means how. How do you call yourself? Comment t'appelles-tu? So when you say comment, you're actually saying how. But it's, I suppose in English we would say what or pardon or sorry or something like that. Comment?
Comment?
And that's just about it for this week's programme. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.